Okay.
Same barn that you had the cattle. Now, of course, if a man was in the dairy business, sold milk, the barn would be large enough to house the cattle. And every family in town lived well, had one or more horses, mm-hmm. and a buggy. If you had a bigger family, you had a carriage. I remember they called it the carriage trade. The richer families at Moss Point would have half horses, matched horses, and a carriage, a rubber tied carriage.
Yeah.
And a black man to take care of those things sort of evolved, you know, from the plantation era. I know my father had twice business of his own when he went into with a liver stable. Then he attached to that an undertaking business. They fitted together because at funerals, all the transportation was by vehicles. And we had finer carriages and buggies which were rented to the members of the family and others at pretty high price. But the horses we had, he had good horses. They came down from Tennessee, Missouri, such places to Mobile, where they had a big horse market. And people would go around and buy their horses. It was a regular business.
Now, speaking of a dairy, you were talking about a dairy. Did you have maybe another word for a dairy? Was before the days of refrigeration?
I don't think so. I think it's always used that word. It was something descriptive, like the milkman. And let me tell you, you look back on those things, you wonder about the sanitation. You know how touchy the health people are now about the milk supply, about the dairy. The dairies now in Mississippi have got to have a hot water supply, and you milk the cows mechanically. And the milk goes into containers that have been cleaned, been scalded, before it goes into the dairy where it is processed. We call them still called a dairy. I think we have good laws in Mississippi. But when I was a kid, I was 13 to 15. All my life, our family had a cow. I had to milk that damn cow. I would go out there early in the morning with a bucket of warm water to wash the udders, and then we had a milk bucket drew the milk into that, took it into the house.
And then when you'd have to have the milk, you have to...
Then we didn't do anything to it. We put it in pans so the cream would rise, and kids would drink it for all milk. Well, it wouldn't necessarily be strained, because that was their point, to keep it free of dirt and dust and foreign objects.
Okay.
I also remember I had a racket on the sign because it always had more milk than you could use. I took a quart, always could sell a quart morning and evening, put it in a jar. Mason John, take it to a neighbor around and collect for it. At least I tried to collect for it.